Right now, though, it is time for another edition of Black Bear Classics, a chance to look back at one of the great games in Maine football over the course of the last 25 years. Black Bear Classics, brought to you every week by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. Joined, as always, by my broadcast partner, Bob Lucy. Robert, happy Friday to you.
Right back at you.
A chance to take a look back at one of our favorite games over the last 25 years, and it still is staggering to think about this as they've gone on to have success at the FBS level, but the Maine Black Bears all-time, not just 2-0 against Appalachian State down in Boone, North Carolina, but both of those were playoff games.
Yeah, they were both playoff games, including the one we're going to talk about today, a 34-12 win by Maine, and Maine also won in 2002, 14-13, with a backup quarterback, which combined, App State has scored 3 touchdowns against Maine in those 2 playoff games.
Well, one of the keys to the Black Bears' success in that 2011 game was the quarterback of the Bears. He joins us this afternoon, Warren Smith. Good to have you back with us. Warren, how have you been?
What's going on, Rich? I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk about this and relive this awesome time in my career back in the day. Well, it feels like back in the day, but everything's great. You know, I'm back in New Jersey, about to coach a football game tonight for the team I've been coaching for the last 7 years.
Yeah, you're coaching high school ball and also playing arena football.
Yes, sir. Yep. Played all over the country now. It's been 9 years, and I always get credit. It all started up in Bangor, Maine, or Orno, Maine, I should say. And, you know, my career up there, I had a great time up in Maine, and I miss it dearly. I wish I could go back and play tomorrow. But, yeah, still playing arena, and I live in New Jersey, and that's really about it. But, again, I really appreciate you guys reaching out and wanting to talk about this awesome game that I talk about probably once a week still.
Well, it was indeed a great game. Bob, set the scene for this one as the Black Bears headed down to Boone. Big underdog in this one because App State at the time was in the top 10 in the nation.
Yeah, they were number 9 in the country. Maine was 13th in the country. They were a very difficult team to play at home. And App State started the year ranked number 2 in the country. And during the season, they took on Georgia Southern, who was ranked number 1 in the country, at Boone and beat them 24-17. So this was a very good opponent, and it was a great effort by Maine, winning this game 34-12 on 5 touchdowns. The average was 37 yards per score. The offense was cooking, and then defensively, Maine forced 3 turnovers, had 3 sacks, and held them to 3 yards rushing. But it was just a great setting, as you mentioned, Rich, because the crowds were always good down there. There were 15,200-some fans there and a stadium that was rocking.
Well, let's listen to some of the highlights of the game as the Black Bears, well, quieted that crowd pretty quickly here. Early on, a 4-play, 69-yard drive would give Maine the lead on this pass from Warren to DeMar Altman.
Play action fake. Smith rolls right. Looking downfield. DeMar Altman's open. Has it and has 6. Touchdown, Maine. DeMar Altman with a 44-yard touchdown pass. The play action, which had been so devastating for much of the year, burns the Mountaineers here at Boone.
Warren, you had some weapons, but a few guys that we've ever seen at Maine were as athletic as DeMar Altman.
Oh, yeah. No, DeMar was a great player, and it's funny because if you started the season out, him and DeMar Altman, Arthur Williams, Justin Perillo, who ended up being very, very big weapons for us at that time of the year, weren't even starting in the beginning of the year because we had characters like Maurice McDonald, Derek Session, Derek Buttles, and Derek Johnson. And these guys all ended up getting hurt. So these young guys like DeMar Altman, like we're talking about, Arthur Williams, Justin Perillo had to really step up in the second half of the year, and it was almost like a blessing in disguise. These guys came out of nowhere towards the second half of the season and were playing at a level which, in the beginning of the season, I didn't even think they were capable of, to be honest. And, you know, he ended up having a great career at Maine. After I left, he had 3 more solid seasons and ultimately had a chance to go in the NFL and bumped around in the CFL a little bit, and I'm still trying to get him to play some arena football with me now.
Well, that gave Maine a 7-0 lead. App State would come back on a touchdown pass from Jamal Jackson to Andrew Peacock, but missed the extra point. And the Black Bears bounced right back with this time a terrific 8-play, 80-yard drive. And again, it was the Warren Smith to DeMar Altman combination.
Smith drops back down the middle, has a man complete at the 10-5, touchdown Maine. DeMar Altman with his second score of the day, a 35-yard touchdown pass, and Maine extends the lead.
Boy, these young receivers, Arthur Williams and DeMar Altman, there are coming of age.
Warren, what did you guys see in that App State defense that you thought you could take advantage of?
Well, I mean, this is going back 10 years from now, but I remember pretty well. And we knew that they were a tough football team, but I also thought that our league that we played in was the best in the country. So they had some holes in their defense. We actually thought that we were going to be able to run the ball a lot on them, and we kind of respected their skill guys. So we were establishing a run, which ultimately, opened up the play-action pass game. But, I mean, like, hats off to App State. You know, they're a tough, they're a great program. And we just, you know, we came to play that day. And it speaks volumes of our coaches, getting us ready for that game. And we just basically did our offense that we were doing all year, which was pretty successful. We established a run with the run game, and our running backs, Pushon Brown, Derek Sessions. And then it was also the quarterback running game myself. And then the play action was set up. And, the play action, and we were going back to them, going back to App State. We knew that their issue was handling the play action. And we saw that on film multiple times before we played them. And Coach Kevin Burgoyne called a hell of a game and put us in a great spot. And all we had to do was execute. And, that's why the coaches put us there, to make those plays and execute at that level on that stage. And, it all came together that day. And, the Bears came on top.
Maine had a 13-6 lead at the half and would add to it in the third quarter on another successful drive. 8 plays, 58 yards. And this time it was a converted quarterback, John Ebling, on the receiving end.
Play fake, rolls right, fires downfield, has a man wide open in the end zone. It's a Black Bear touchdown. And how about that for the first catch of your career? Former backup quarterback John Ebling has the Maine touchdown.
Wow, Warren Smith pulling another rabbit out of his hat with a play-action fake. John Ebling sneaking down the field, all alone in the end zone for 6. The 6'4", 210-pound sophomore from Mahwah, New Jersey.
Bob, I remember that play like it was yesterday, and John Ebling turned into a really tough, dependable receiver for the Black Bears.
Yeah, he really did. He was a good athlete, very intelligent, and he could make plays. And that was the thing about this team, Rich. There were some experienced veterans, guys like Warren and Pushon, and then you had this nice blend of newcomers, as we talked about. DeMar Altman, a redshirt freshman. David Hood, a redshirt freshman. Justin Perillo, a redshirt freshman. Arthur Williams, a redshirt freshman. And then defensively, Kari Almatine, who had 3 tackles and an interception in this game, was a redshirt freshman. And Michael Cole, who went on to become the sack leader at Maine, was a sophomore, and he had 4 tackles, a sack, and a forced fumble in this game. So it was a lot of fun to see these younger guys really come of age, as I said.
Black Bears would add to their lead in the third quarter and get a couple of big scores on the ground, including this one from David Hood.
He hands to Hood. Starts inside, cuts outside, breaks a tackle. Here goes Hood. 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. David Hood takes it to the house. A 54-yard run on first down for David Hood. And the Black Bears go up by 20. Wow. David Hood, fresh legs, off to the races.
Yeah, David Hood didn't get a lot of reps, Bob, but he made the most of them.
Yeah, he had 4 carries for 88 yards.
And
it was great. You know, and the best part about that play, guys, which no one really knows about, but I'll never forget, we were coming out of the huddle. It was a timeout or a TV break. And I remember this play like it was yesterday. And the play was cut. It was called a cutback run for David. And Dave said, "Yo, Warren, I am going to the end zone in this play. I promise you, meet me in the end zone." I'm like, "Really? Is that how you feel?" And he's like, "Yes, I am going to the end zone. I'm scoring on this play." And we all looked at him. We're like, "Well, I hope this kid's right." And again, relying on these young kids to make plays. Sure enough, he breaks the one tackle, and he's off to the sideline. And you watch all the linemen and all the receivers sprinting and chasing after him. And if you watch that play on YouTube, there's four sophomores and freshmen running down the field, making blocks downfield. And that right then and there showed me that we were a complete team with great veteran leadership, and we had young kids playing inspired. And like David Hood, John Ebeling, Arthur Williams, Damar Altman. In that one play right there, if you watch the YouTube video, all four of those guys are sprinting down the sideline, throwing their bodies, putting their lives on the line, making blocks for Dave to score. And it was one of the coolest moments, because he scored right in front of our fan base, all of our families. And that right there was the icing on the cake, including the Pooshon Brown touchdown, which we're going to be getting to soon. But that play will always be stuck in my head, because I text David from time to time. And he'll tell you the best. "Hey, Warren, I told you I was going to the end zone. I told you."
Well, that made it 27-6 Black Bears. App State would get one more score and cut it to 27-12. But then, as Warren mentioned, it would be Pooshon Brown really putting the nail in the coffin.
Smith under center, hands it off. Pooshon again. Right side, big hole. Pooshon off to the races. 10-5 and a touchdown for Pooshon Brown. Say goodnight, App State. Maine with another one.
Boy, Pooshon Brown on the inside zone over the best lineman, Chris Howley. A gaping hole, and Brown gashes the Mountaineers for six.
That made it 34-12. And Bob mentioned Chris Howley. Talk a little bit, Warren, about that offensive line that did such a great job of protecting you and opening holes all season long.
Oh, that O-line was the anchor of our offense. And you know, we had a lot of skill guys, with all the older guys that ended up getting hurt and the young guys coming along. But what stayed the same was the guys up front and the running backs and the quarterback. And Garrett Williamson, Chris Howley, Will Martin, Jeff Gackos, Josh Spearin, Steve Shea, all those guys, those 6-7 guys rotated all year at O-line with Coach Frank Joffrey coaching them, who's one of the best O-line coaches I've ever been a part of. Really was the anchor of our offense, because without them, the bus doesn't go. And even though they didn't get the glam or anything like that, those 5-6 guys were some of the toughest men I've ever played with, ever. And it's great. I'm still best friends with those guys now to this day. And three or four of them are Jersey guys, so I see them quite often, actually.
Well, let's listen to how it all came to an end as the Black Bears advanced to the next round of the playoffs in 2011 by this big win at App State.
It is over at Boone, North Carolina. The rock has been rendered a pebble as the Maine Black Bears come to Boone and knock off the number 9 team in the country, 34-12. Maine is headed to the quarterfinals as one of the final 8 teams in the nation in college football.
34-12, the final. Thanks to our friends, too, at Learfield, Black Bear Sports Properties, and WVOM for the use of those highlights. What was that feeling like, Warren, when the game came to an end and you guys knew you were headed on to the next round?
It was a surreal moment, because, you know, I remember a couple of years back watching Appalachian State beat Michigan at Michigan. You know,
right.
So when we draw at App State that second round of the playoffs, I was like, "Well, we're playing App State. Like, we're playing a team that beat Michigan." And you know, I mean, we give respect to everybody, and we're like, there was a little bit more respect to App State. And getting a chance to go there, beating them on their home field and doing it in a fashion, I'd say a dominant fashion, which would be, was an awesome feeling. And just having an opportunity to go to the next round of the playoffs, I'll remember those days for the rest of my life, to be honest.
And Bob, talk a little bit before we let Warren get off and get ready for his game. Talk a little bit about what Warren brought to the table coming to Maine and becoming the starting quarterback.
Yeah, Warren made big plays, especially in big games. He was confident, competitive, intelligent, mobile, tough, had a strong, accurate arm. and including his play at Iona College as a true freshman in 2008 and the 3 years at Maine, he threw for 8,025 yards and 52 touchdowns and also ran for 816 yards and 13 TDs. And he came up big in those big games, like I said. In 2011 at Pittsburgh, completed 27 passes for 334 yards and 3 touchdowns. He was thrown in as a sophomore at Syracuse in a game at the Carrier Dome, and all he did was go 24 of 35 for 305 yards and 3 touchdowns. And those are special things that I know I'll remember. And he mentioned his Arena League career, but he didn't mention the fact that he was the National Arena League MVP in 2017 after throwing for 1,953 yards and 56 touchdowns and completing 66% of his passes. He also rushed for 5 touchdowns, so he's still getting it done.
No doubt about that. Hey, Warren, it has been great to talk with you and look back at some of these great memories. Always enjoyed watching you play and talking with you as well. And we thank you for being with us this afternoon. Good luck tonight, and we wish you continued success.
Hey, Rich, thanks a lot, man. You made my day. Just those highlights gave me the chills. I'm driving to the school now. I got goosebumps. I'm ready to get out and play a game right now.
Well, that sounds great. Warren, good luck tonight, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again down the road.
I appreciate you guys having me. Maybe we'll do this again sometime soon. I would love to. And have a great weekend, and go Black Bears, baby.
All right. Thank you, Warren. Warren Smith, the former Black Bear quarterback with us, and Bob, Warren was so much fun to watch. And that 2011 team was just a very fun team. As he mentioned, so many of those guys that were keys to that team were the young guys, but they made it happen.
Yeah, they really did. And we heard the highlight of Pushon Brown running 31 yards for a touchdown. Pushon was a tremendous running back for Maine over his career, Rich. He had a great career at Maine. And that particular year in 2011, he rushed for over 1,000 yards. He was 5'10", 210 pounds. In that game with App State, he had 24 rushes for 111 yards and a touchdown. So he was a guy that teams were keying on, and that set up that play-action pass. And, you know, just looking at some of the numbers, Rich, Maine outrushed App State 216-3. App State came into the game with a real good ground game, and on the season averaged 156 yards rushing per game. Maine held them to 3 yards and 0.1 yard per carry. So it was just one of those teams where not only were they really good veteran players and had the newcomers that really were exciting, but they were a balanced team. They had a very good defense. They led the league in passing defense that year. They had a number of guys like Trevor Costin and guys like Jerron McMillan, Kendall James, guys that went into the NFL afterwards and did a really nice job. And so it was a balanced team. It was a very prolific offensive team. And they played hard. They had a lot of fun, and it was fun to watch them.
It sure was. Great to remember. 2011, the Bears getting a playoff win down at Appalachian State. Bob, appreciate it as always. Hope you and your family have a good Thanksgiving. We'll take next Friday off, but be back with another Black Bear Classic in a couple of weeks.
Okay, Rich. Sounds good. I hope you and your family have a nice Thanksgiving as well.